You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, Ryan Zimmerman is playing baseball, perhaps even at this moment as we speak. What exactly is the plan for Zimmerman right now?
Right now, he's going to at least play first base for three innings the first day. Yesterday, the previous day, he was just working out. And then after that, the innings are going to go up. And hopefully, if things go well, he should be back with the team by, you know, next week sometime.
What's the level of optimism from the club regarding not only his health, but maybe more importantly, his sort of game sharpness?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to start all that much. I think he's going to be playing three positions for the Nationals. He's going to be playing first, left field, and third base. And I don't see how you bench like the Rendons of the world. And I just see that he'll be coming off that bench, and hopefully he can provide some pop.
Is he a guy who they would have on a playoff roster as a bench player?
I think it's a possibility because, because he'd be adding that power. And you also, too, Matthew, defensively, he's still not bad. I mean, he doesn't have the arm like he had, but, you know, defensively, he's not bad either. So I think he can provide the team something from both sides.
It's kind of a weird situation to be talking about with a team that is on the verge of clinching a division and really a runaway, but there continues to be some drama at the back end of the Nationals' bullpen. And it seemed like there was some hope. They gave Rafael Soriano a little breather, work on his mechanics, and there was some hope that that would be enough to get him sorted out. As of right now, it appears that that didn't quite take. I mean, sometimes a reliever will have a bad game, but he was not sharp in his last time out. How big a concern is the Soriano situation for this club right now?
It's a big concern because, first of all, he hasn't pitched well in a few weeks now, and I just don't see how you can give him the job back. Storin has been red hot, and I think you got to give it to him. I mean, you can't wait for him to get better, but you got to make your change now. And even it surprises me that Matt Williams has not named Storin as the closer yet. All he keeps saying is he's going to deal with matchups and all that stuff. But I'm just telling you, I think by the time the postseason starts, Storin will be his closer.
Do you think that he will necessarily name somebody? And different managers do it different ways, but I covered a couple of teams where they had a guy who was clearly the closer all through October and never actually admitted that the guy was the guy. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you think it'll be important to him to actually declare that at some point?
I think it's important to declare it at some point. Because lately he hasn't used Clifford as a closer. He hasn't used Soriano, obviously. So, you know, it's obvious to me that Storin is his guy. But, I just don't see how Soriano can get the job back now. I just don't see it.
Has Storin done anything in particular to make him the choice over the other options, or to just kind of work out that way? I mean, they have a lot of options. They have a lot of guys. Clifford's done it before and apparently wants to do it. Is it Storin's experience? Is there something that makes him a better option against rights and lefts? What is it that made him emerge as the primary guy in the absence of Soriano?
Well, if you compare Storin, if you compare him to 2011 when he saved 43 games, first of all, Storin was just really a one-pitch pitcher back then. Now this guy has several pitches, the cutter, slider, changeup, which has been the game changer, and the fastball, obviously. But I'm just telling you, the guy has several pitches now, and that's why he's much better now than he was in 2011. There's no question.
there's kind of a weird contradiction here, because even as the guy, their big dollar designated ninth inning guy, has struggled, overall it seems like this bullpen is as good as it's been really since it was a dominant force in 2012. You think that says anything? Does say anything just about the depth, or what does that tell you, that this team can have the issues that it had with Soriano and still have such a deep and complete core?
I mean, it's great. To tell you the truth, Matthew, I think this 2014 team is much better than the 12 team in terms of the bullpen. I just think that because Soren to me is better. I think Clifford is better than they were 2 years ago. They have Matt Thornton. I mean, those guys have done a great job. And I think depth-wise, Mike Rizzo's done a great job adding to that bullpen.
On the rotation side, we've talked a lot about Steven Strasburg. He's now at a point where he hasn't walked a batter in four straight starts. He's never been a high walk guy, but that seems awfully encouraging for a guy who's had some ups and downs this year. Is he at a point right now where he's the guy they always expect and hope him to be?
Yes, and you know what? I tell you, Matthew, even though the record indicates he's just 12-11, I think he's going to be the game one starter when it's all said and done. And, as you know, he leads the team in strikeouts, innings pitched, and I think he will be the guy when it comes to the first game of each playoff game. So we'll see what happens.
This is why you're a pro, Bill, because you led me exactly into my next question, which was, where do you think he fits? Because it hasn't been that long ago since we were talking about other guys. Do you think it's fair to say that if Strasburg is pitching well, because he's such a prototypical playoff one, that they'd like for him to be good enough to be that guy?
Yes, I think there's no question about it. He's going to be the guy. There's no question, and I don't see him pitching like in game 2, 3, or 4. It'll be game 1, and followed by Sister, and then Zimmerman, then Gio, and then I see Tanner Roark in the bullpen when it's all said and done.
Is that mostly a matter of experience? Because I think I don't think it's inaccurate to say that Roark has outpitched Gonzalez. Is that just a matter of they just can't bump Gonzalez, a guy who's been so central to what they do?
No, I just think that the Nationals want the hitters to see a different look, and see a lefty, throw in there. And Gio hasn't really pitched that bad lately, so I don't think he deserves to be off the rotation roster, to be honest with you. I think he's still going to be in there. I just see the Nationals putting him in there just to have a different look for the opposing hitters.
Do you think Roark becomes a legitimate option in the bullpen, or is he a guy who maybe isn't on a roster if he's not in the rotation?
I think he is a legitimate bullpen option, because you got to remember too, last year he was one of the bullpen guys, and he did a great job at it and until he became a starter like in August. So I think he will be one of the bullpen guys when it comes to a short series and everything. So he's going to be legit. He's not going to be off the roster. No way.
And then a little earlier in the year, very early in the year, Anthony Rendon was playing superbly. He seemed to hit a lull sometime mid-year. For the last month or so, he is absolutely raking again. How much does that impress you to see a young guy who hasn't done this very much, hasn't played into September, and a guy who's really had injury problems, had a lot of short seasons, at his best at game 150 of a long season?
He is the MVP of the team. There's no question about it. He's really done a hell of a job, scoring a lot of runs, has over 100 runs already, driving in runs, hitting home runs. And what impresses me even more, Matthew, the guy is outstanding defensively, from at third base and at second base. So I tell you, man, he is fun to watch. Humble guy. The way he acts after games, I mean, you would never know that he was a superstar, because, when he has big games, he doesn't want to talk to us, really. He really doesn't. And I have nothing, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm just telling you, he's really the best player this year. There's no question.
Do you think for his all-around game, for the bat and the defense and the versatility and all the different things, do you think he's a guy who deserves at least some down-ballot National League MVP consideration?
To me, he should be the MVP. I thought after Giancarlo Stanton was hurt last week, I thought, I said, wow, Rendon could win this MVP now. Because, I mean, yeah, you can talk about Kershaw. I get that. But to me, Matthew, he's a pitcher. And I think Rendon should be get a lot of consideration because he's been that good. He really has.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time here to chat on MLB.com Extras. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.